You are listening to Awaken the Goddess. Join me, Trinace, as I interview lightworkers who are bringing their gifts to the world for the upliftment of humanity. Listen to their inspiring stories of courage and dedication to follow their hearts and to manifest their dreams.
Thank you all for joining us for Awaken the Goddess. I greet you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Welcome. Oh, today we have such a special guest. I just love it. I'm so excited to bring Annie Williams to you. Annie Williams is a harpist, singer, author, and sound therapist. She has performed worldwide since the 1980s and has recorded more than 24 albums of original music based on ancient spiritual traditions. She is dedicated to liberating the feminine voice, and much of her music focuses on the mother goddess traditions. She has done seminal research in sound healing and the relationship between musical tones, the human voice, and healing. In 1994, Williams founded Sangaia Sound Medicine and is a practitioner and lecturer on hermetic sound alchemy, which is phenomenal. The mirroring of the song of the stars in the human energy field. She presents seminars and trainings in Europe, Mexico, and the United States. Her writings have been published in international magazines and in 3 books. Annie, we are so happy to have you with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Trinace. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yes. Oh, it couldn't be any other way. So everyone, I want you to know Annie's sound over there is a little muffled. She is in France right now. And so just please stick around and turn your volume up a little bit. And we will have a beautiful class for you today. We have a beautiful lecture that she wants to share with you on the sound alchemy. And we are going to get into that in 1 second. So I want to just get some information from you, Annie. Tell us all about Sangaia. How did that come about that you thought to create something this magnificent? Please.
Well, it was a gradual process. I had no idea that I would be doing this today. Doing the sound therapy, but many years ago, starting in the 1970s, I started working with indigenous people and traveling and being part of their rituals. And I observed that in every ritual, no matter where I was in the world, that there was music, rhythm, and dance incorporated in the ritual. Of course, the prayers, but the music and the dance were always part of the ritual. And so I started looking at the effects and how that would change a group of people when there was a drumming or when there was chanting going on. And I observed these extraordinary shifts in consciousness. So then it happened, the next step of learning the science of sound, which didn't happen until really the 1990s.
Now that is incredible. What Annie does is incredible. So what we're going to talk about today, I experienced myself with her. She did, what do you call them, vocal? What do you call
voice analysis?
Okay, so many people have different names for somewhat similar process that Annie takes you through for this voice analysis, but it's really incredible. It's an incredible thing because I was missing like 3 notes, and I started working on them with her music because she gives you this music that can train you in each of the tones, and it's beautiful music you just want to have playing in your house anyway. So I started working on that, and immediately, I mean, within 24 hours, I am so serious, I started to see a difference in my reality. Like for me, I started seeing more instant manifestations taking place. So I'm sure for everyone, it will be something different and it may take more time. But it was just incredible, and it was something that Spirit guided me to. So many of you, I have sent out Annie's video, which I will post on my website definitely after this interview, because it's an incredible workshop she did. And where was that workshop held? In the one for the Egyptian alchemy?
Yeah, that was actually in 2012 in Sedona, Arizona. And when we filmed it, I had no idea anyone would ever watch it. I just knew I had to document it.
So over a million views, yes. I love it. It's incredible. It's just incredible. I mean, I was floored at some of the things you talked about in that workshop. It was just absolutely beautiful. I love the science. So let's get into the sound science that you have broken down. I love it. And of the voice. Let's start talking about how you were even led to start doing that.
Well, can I just respond? You mentioned that you had a session and you ended up with three tones. I just wanted to add to that the extraordinary mirroring of the voice of every person mirrors the planetary map in the heavens at the moment they were born. So in your case, if I can share just a little bit, not the specifics, the missing tones related exactly to important placements, planets, moon in your chart. And when we find that, say for instance, if a person is missing their sun tone, but born under the sign of Cancer, and that tone frequency isn't even in the voice, that means not in the energy field, in the whole biofield, that frequency is dropping out. It's dropping out in the hearing range, in the speaking voice, in the eyes spectrum of visual ability. So that is just a little bit additional interest in your session, and that happens across the board.
Wow. And I was missing my moon tone and my rising, because I'm Taurus.
Right.
So, Taurus rising. Oh, my goodness. Yes. And maybe that's why I felt it so quickly, because they were so ready to be, you know, born into my reality. I've been working in so many other ways, but it's like magic. That's all I have to say. People, you have to take this so serious, what we're going to talk about today. But that was just amazing what you just said, Annie, is that the tones, that, and I'm going to repeat it a little bit because her sound is so, you know, difficult to hear. It's not as clear as we would love it to be, but we're going to definitely have her back. And we're going to get a mic, and we're going to pray that there's no storms out there. But she said that if you're missing a tone, then it's missing in your energy field. It's missing in your visual range of perception. Now, that is too deep, Annie, what you just said with that. Can you expound on that more?
Well, science, I love the science that backs up. And this goes back to indigenous wisdom. Every different tribe has a creation story. And it always starts with not just a big bang, but a song, which is a much more beautiful way of looking at it. And now astrophysics is finding that actually the universe is singing. And so the other thing that modern science is confirming is that there's a direct communication between the brain signals and the vocalizations. So it's all in the brain, the ability to hear, to see, to speak certain vocalizations and frequencies. So what I love about this science is that it goes back to ancient traditions. We can look at any culture in the world and we'll find a similar root that says, sound is the way to create our world. If we know what sound we need, we can recreate our world and rewrite our story.
Whoa, Whoa. If we know what sound we need, we can recreate our world and rewrite our story. Oh, my goodness. Whew. You know, it says sound created everything, and we know that everything is vibration and frequency. So just what you have, and I think it's just amazing because there's more people starting to come to the same realization as you have. And I think it's so beautiful when spirit guides you to this so naturally that through your own experience of dealing with the native people from around the world, indigenous people, that you discover this, like, why is everyone singing and dancing, and why are all these transformations happening during these ceremonies of singing and dance? I think it's just so beautiful the way you came about this. So what guided you to the Hermetic sound alchemy?
Well, it was a combination of things. Spirit works in miraculous ways, as you know. And I was given my first harp as a gift, as you're experiencing now, which is no telling what's going to happen with that. I was also given a series of journeys in the 1980s. I was given tickets to South America, to Egypt, to England, to Scotland. And all I had to do was bring a harp.
Oh, my.
Started learning when I was in the temples of Egypt. That the acoustics, certain acoustics brought the temple to life,
wow.
Brought the people to life. And so then I started researching that and finding that there's a form of alchemy that can occur for people. The whole idea of alchemy is not just turning lead into gold, turning humans into golden beings. And that's really the true work of alchemy, becoming gold.
Beautiful. Now, you said certain sounds brought the temples to life. And what do you mean by that? It brought it to life. How did you come to that term?
Well, I started experimenting in some of the temples, like at Abydos and Dendera, and in the Great Pyramid. And I would pluck a harp note, a string on the harp, or I would tone a particular tone with my voice. And I would observe the resonant acoustic response. And some tones resonated stronger, with more harmonics.
Yeah.
Those were the tones that seemed to be designed into the dimensions of the chambers.
Wow. So the ones that resonated, the tones that resonated stronger, you feel were designed into the chambers, the certain chambers.
Right. And we approached this in two ways. I had a colleague who was doing the pragmatic left brain research, and he was measuring the chambers, notating the dimensions, and translating that into frequencies. Don't ask me how he did it. I was doing the live resonant response and finding which frequencies were louder in each chamber. But the results matched. And that's when I started trusting my own inner knowing, my inner observations, and the intuitive approach, you know, just what we can observe occurring when we do a certain thing. We may not have the science for it yet, but we know it's happening.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I have that CD of yours that you made that you said was from the Egyptian temples. And it's beautiful. I have a couple of your CDs and I love them. I just love just turn them on. I always love the harp. So, but you have several different instruments in there. It's not just harp. You sing and you do mantras and you have different instruments.
Right. Well, there are two specific recordings that I did for Egypt. The first one was recorded live. It's called Song of Isis. And again, it was just with a little Sony DAT recorder in 1987, and I had no idea that I was going to actually publish it. And I just went into each temple and played what intuitively came to me and what felt like it was ringing stronger in each temple. And the second one was a more sophisticated, after we did the acoustic research, called Homage to Hathor. And in that, I'm sharing the musical scales that we found through our acoustical research.
Yes, that's the one I have. I love it. I love it. I love it. Man, you are just amazing. I think what you're doing is amazing because it's awakening. This is my whole thing, I guess you can say, in life for me, is my goal is to awaken humanity to their power. Yes. And what you are doing is absolutely part of that, awakening humanity through their voice to their power. And how powerful is that when we can just, we are already empowered by our voice. We just need to know what tones we're missing.
So when we can become more integrated in our vocalizations, which is the goal in this work that I do with voice, because most people are missing half the notes in the music scale. So the goal is to create integration and wholeness in those notes, in the voice, in those frequencies, so that we become heard by the universe, that our wishes and our dreams and our sole intention for being on the planet is heard.
Wow. Now, I want to repeat something you just said. You said most people are missing half the notes on the scale?
That's right.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Like if you're using half of the potential, like half the cylinders in your car or half the potential in your voice, what the full potential can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Transform your life. Beautiful.
When we know what sounds we need for filling it in and making it whole, we can rewrite our story. And what appears to be magic is really simply consistent practice, pure intention, and using sound in a conscious way.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Just incredible. What can be seen and known through our voice?
You know, I used to wonder why people didn't listen to me when I'd say something.
Yes, a lot of people say that, especially women, say that their voices are not heard.
That's right. And part of that is the cultural bias of not listening to women. But the other part of it is that women often are not embodying their voice in the deeper part of their body, down in the belly, and speaking from that deep place of knowing.
Some people might not believe this is possible, but I'm telling you, it's real. I'm experiencing it myself. And then along with all your testimonials, I have to go back and read more. I do remember looking at quite a few of them before I purchased your consultation. But it was amazing just to see what the correlation is between the tones, the health, what you could experience with some health difficulties, and also the emotional aspect of it. And I thought it was absolutely just incredible. No one thinks of your voice that way. No one thinks of your voice as being music and sounds, because we use these words so frivolously. We speak and we do not understand how powerful our voices are when we do speak.
Right, exactly. Words have power. Yeah, words, intention, our belief systems, and often the frequencies will correlate with belief systems that we hold. So, for instance, if there's a lack of self-esteem or someone told us we couldn't do something, or, we'll never accomplish that because we're not that type of person. And yet it's ringing in our bones. We know we need to do this thing in life, you know. That's why I always tell people, follow your inclinations, those feelings you have, those dreams. Sometimes different guidance will come in our dreams or in meditation. And we should believe it because, you know, those are inklings into what our soul purpose is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the more harmonic, the more in tune we are with the universe, literally, the more we can flow with the universe and the more our lives become harmonic and in tune with our purpose for being here.
Exactly. So, you know, believe it, people. This happens. So, you know, our love and our energy and our voice moves the stars, it moves the gods, it moves the angels. It's food, it's nourishment, it's one of the highest forms of nourishment that we can give.
Just beautiful. Oh my goodness. I love you so much, Annie. I love you so much. Thank you for sharing your experience of this whole journey. I mean, I seriously, we got to have you back, and we're going to specifically look at the power of women and bringing their voice awake so that it can be empowered. I'm sure everyone needs to digest this one here because we learned a lot here as well with you, but you have so much to offer and you have so much to share with everyone.
Thank you, everyone who's listening.
Thank you. So thank you, everyone, for coming out this morning and sharing with me and Annie this precious time. Thank you, Annie, for taking the time out of your wonderful day. Have a wonderful afternoon. You're France, so you're far ahead of us in time. But thank you again, and we look forward to having you back. Many blessings, and I will be in touch, okay?
All right.
Love you. All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
This episode of Awaken the Goddess was a video podcast, and it has been edited from its original version to fit the audio platform. Please visit us at awakenthehealing.com to view the entire episode of Awaken the Goddess. Thank you for listening to this episode of Awaken the Goddess. For more information on our guest today, please visit us at awakenthehealing.com or follow us on Instagram at awakenthehealing, on Twitter at awakenforlife, and on Facebook at awakenthehealing. Please subscribe to our podcast to receive alerts of new episodes. We look forward to sharing more stories of transformation with you and our next episode of Awaken the Goddess.